Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two on this live 15th day of June 2006. Daniel Estulon has been covering the Bilderberg Group for 15 years. We've been interviewing him the last several years. I got a chance to meet him in person in Ottawa, the capital of Canada, last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I interviewed him for a film we're going to be making. It'll be out in the next 6 months. He's written scholarly dissertations on the Bilderberg Group, has a lot of great sources inside. He has a best-selling book now being sold in 23 countries. And he is a Canadian living in Spain. He is in Canada right now still visiting family, and he joins us for the next 30 minutes. Then in 30 minutes, we will get to all the callers that are patiently holding when we let Mr. Estulon go. Daniel Estulon, great to have you on with us.
Alex, thank you so much for having me back. It's always a pleasure to be on your show.
You bet. It's always a pleasure to have you. Just a little thumbnail sketch. Was the coverage of 2006 on a scale of 1 to 100, what score would you give it?
I think about 159. This has been tremendous. I have never seen anything like this in the 15 years I've been covering the Bilderberg conferences. As a matter of fact, taken all together, there were more people at this year's conference, more media exposure than in the 14 previous years put together. So I'm very, very grateful. And I'm especially grateful to you, Alex, for actually coming out, because it's wonderful to know that I'm fighting on your side and you're fighting on ours. Because with guys like you, I think we can win this war.
Absolutely. It was great meeting Tucker as well. Go through, just give us a preview, because this segment's about to end, a preview of what you want to cover in the next 30 minutes.
Well, I think we can talk about some of the people who are at the conference, some of the things that they talked about, and give a little bit of a background again for the people who understand, for them to help them to understand what the Bilderbergers are, who they are, and what their future plans are.
And you've got moles in Bilderberg, so does Tucker. I've even now got some. You also have said you've gotten some of their minutes this year. I want to go over that.
Yep, absolutely. We have, over the next couple of days, I'll have a complete rundown of everything that these people have talked about, who said what to whom. And over the next couple of weeks, I'll be putting my annual Bilderberg report together.
Let me just bring this up now. We heard while we were there, that diplomatic armored limousine pulled into the underground parking garage, the only car to do that. We know Pataki was there, a big presidential candidate coming up, speculative. We're getting the report that Hillary made the short-hour flight and that Hillary Clinton was there. I've gotten that from three separate sources. What's your take on it?
Well, I was very surprised when you said that last night on Coast to Coast. I wasn't aware of her presence at the conference, and, of course, I haven't seen any photographs. So I will be meeting tomorrow one of my people in Ottawa. I'm going to make a special trip to Ottawa to see this guy. He has quite a few photographs from the conference. And we'll just go meticulously through all the stuff he has, just to make sure, if you're right, this will be quite a piece of news.
Well, I got it from Scott first, who stayed the night there. He got the letter where they ordered him that he had to be out at 8:30.
That's right.
He then called them and talked to the head guy, and he's giving me good info. And then supposedly the head of the hotel just said, "Well, man, we couldn't." He was trying to get a refund because they kicked him out. And they said, "We couldn't. Listen, we had important people like Hillary and David Rockefeller and the Queen here." Queen Beatrix, and then I made some other phone calls after I heard that and got the same info from two separate people. So we'll find out.
Well, if Hillary Clinton indeed was there, even for the New York Times and the Washington Post, they'll have a very difficult time keeping a lid on it.
And Ottawa is what, only about an hour flight from New York?
Ottawa is about an hour flight, exactly, an hour and a quarter.
So we'll find out. I mean, who do you think was in that big car that had the diplomatic U.S. plates and went in the underground garage?
I don't know. I really don't know. It might have been Harper. I would not put it past the Canadian Secret Service. As a matter of fact, they've done it before. Hiding an important dignitary using another country's diplomatic license plates in another country's vehicle. So I really don't know. I still have not been able to confirm whether Harper, Canadian Prime Minister, was at the Bilderberg conference. And, again, if Hillary Clinton was there, it'll be something else.
We'll be right back after this quick break with Daniel Estulon to go through the photos he got, the sources he has. He's learned some of what was on the agenda inside. Stay with us. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarplin, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
8 minutes, 10 seconds into the second hour. Daniel Hustelund, award-winning journalist, best-selling author. Published in 23 countries with his book on the Bilderberg Group. He was there in Ottawa, in the capital city of Canada, with myself and Jim Tucker and others. And, Daniel, let's run through who was attending, what the main issues were on the agenda, the photographs you were able to get. And then I want to talk about this historic, why you think it got blown wide open all over CTV, all over Canadian television. You were all over TV. Tucker was. They talked about my case. It was in the front page of the papers. Why it broke so big. In fact, let's tackle that first and then get into who was there and what was on the agenda. Why do you think, as you said earlier, I said on a scale of 1 to 100, how good of reporters do we have this year? And you said over 100. I mean, you said it was 159%. Why do you think it's getting bigger and bigger each year?
Well, for the same reason that these people came out in your support and your help. And they got you out of Canadian prison. Basically, had it not been for the Canadian press, for the people of the Ottawa Citizen and the CBC, you would have been sent back home, and we will not have had the pleasure of having you at the Bilderberg Conference. Canadian press is very different from the United States mainstream press and from the European press, especially the French-Canadian press. They're very feisty, fired up. They love freedom. They are pro-independent, and they will not stand in the way of people taking the right of expression away from them. It's one of the reasons you had so many people from French Canada covering the Bilderberg Conference, especially television crews. So again, very, very grateful. And what I don't understand and haven't been able to understand for a long time is why did the Bilderbergers decide to hold this year's conference in Canada, knowing full well and remembering what happened to them in 1996 when we exposed the plan for breakup of Canada and eventual merger of English-speaking Canada and the United States into Greater North America. At that time, a call for help went out. My desperate call for help went out to the entire country, and over 500,000 people came out all over the country supporting the cause and saying no to the Greater North America, and the Bilderbergers had to retract their steps and their statements. Obviously, they have not learned, and I think this will be the last time Canada will hold, at least having it so close to the French-Canadian border. And so I think that's one of the reasons. As far as the actual participants are concerned, for me, and as I said to you a couple of days ago, this has been the strongest Bilderberg conference in the last decade. You've had numerous former prime ministers and presidents of countries, such as, for example, Carl Bildt, the former prime minister of Sweden. You had Francisco Pinto Balsamão, basically the man who runs Portugal as former prime minister, was there. You had very affluent leaders from European nations, from France, from Germany, from Great Britain.
The Federal Reserve president, not the chairman, the Federal Reserve president, the former Federal Reserve chairman, Volcker. We had Chalabi, David Rockefeller, Kissinger. Please continue. Daniel, I was just listing some more. Please continue.
Again, just looking through the list. Also, you had an unprecedented number of publishers and editors of newspapers. In all, there were 14 people, which is unheard of. I think the most in the last decade we've had was something like 8 or 9. So this is almost a 100% or 70% increase. You had the editor from Le Figaro. You had people from the Global Mail, Canada's leading newspaper. You had the people, of course, from the Washington Post, the New York Times, the two guys from The Economist, being rapporteurs. Anyway, tremendous turnout. And, of course, you had people like Richard Holbrook, Alan Hubbard, who was the assistant to President Bush for economic policy. He is, you know, a regular. Vernon Jordan, Bill Clinton's dear friend. You know, you had a guy from the Times of London, Anatoly Kalitsky, people from Royal Dutch Shell, from BP, from the Research Institute of Finland, a man by the name of Sixten Korkman, which is interlocked with the Royal Institute for International Affairs and the CFR in the United States. Anyway, very, very strong confab of leaders, people like Henry Kravis, for example, of KKR, Marie-José Kravis from the Hudson Institute, European commissioners, people from NATO.
Also, Governor Pataki was there.
Pataki was there. I'm not exactly sure. I haven't been able to get it down exactly what his role was in the whole thing, but we'll find out. What was interesting is the day after the conference ended, there was an article in the Toronto Star. I'm not sure if I'm just getting it now, if you had a chance to see it. Ontario Premier, who would be like the governor of an American state, by the name of Dalton McKinley, suddenly came out in favor of the nuclear reactors being built. And the front page of the Toronto Star has this big article saying Ontario to build nuclear reactors, and that was the actual conference that he gave, the speech, the stump speech he gave at the Bilderberg conference. So the following day after that, things began to happen.
Absolutely. What are your sources inside Bilderberg Group saying the main agenda was?
Well, let's take it a point at a time. I've been able to check it with Jim Tucker, and my sources are basically confirming the same thing. But the Bilderbergers are very, very worried about the... I'm sorry, I've been doing so many interviews, I think I'm losing my voice. But the Bilderbergers are very, very worried about Latin America using oil as a trump card to block the expansion of North American Free Trade Agreement. And they are worried that the left-leaning governments of Latin America, led by people like Chavez, will use the trump card of petroleum to manipulate the prices and the amount of oil out there, and they will use the economic union with Brazil, Cuba, Argentina, Peru, and Mexico to cause a lot of trouble for the Bilderbergers. So needless to say, the Bilderberg plan has forever been to create a greater North America, greater Western Union, North America Free Trade, South America Sur, which is the South American Free Trade Agreement. The Rockefellers had this plan for the longest time. And so the Bilderbergers are very, very worried. It'll be interesting to see what Jim comes up with over the next couple of days with additional information as far as the discussion points and talking points over the Chavez.
What about Iran? We had a big split forming 4 years ago, about a year before the invasion of Iraq. you were telling me, and Jim was saying there's an even bigger split now forming on Iran.
Well, exactly. As a matter of fact, I just got this. Excuse me. I just got this yesterday. Pearl, Richard Pearl, led one of the discussion forums on Iraq, and he was talking about the need to find new strategies for Iraq now that the Zarqawi is dead. And then one of the French representatives, I don't have the name because the Bilderberg Minutes never released the names of people, but one of the French representatives raised his hand and categorically stated that, I'm just reading off my notes, that the United States does not have a new strategy in Iraq, and to sell the old strategy, and again this is quote-unquote, and to sell the old strategy as new strategy is to take for idiots the members of the Bilderberg Conference, meaning again that these people are very much against the war in Iraq. They're very much against the war in Iran, and from what I understand, the European Bilderberg delegation has pretty much, using strong arm tactics, has been able to win over the most of the American delegates in getting the Americans to back off their Iran war plans.
But that could all evaporate very quickly if the Anglo-American power arm carries out a false flag attack.
Well, that's true. But then again, there was a warning from a German delegate who said that it's very easy to start wars, but it's very difficult to finish them. And when Richard Pearl protested, this man said that the future developments in the Iraq war depend on the resistance and not on the American government, which basically goes to show you that how little faith the European Bilderbergers have in the U.S. capacity to win the war.
So now we've seen the split that formed in 2002 meeting caving in to the neocon arm losing control?
Well, I think it's a bit ambitious to read it this way. I mean, I'd like to do the same thing, but I think it's just a bit ambitious. I think these people, their plans haven't changed. One world order, one world government, one currency, one religion, and so forth.
They just think the neocons are moving too fast? And
well, I think the neocons have basically have their useless and unnecessary diversions, which have taken the Bilderberger main interests and main energies away from the key areas of creating this one world government towards unnecessary diversions such as the war in Iraq and the war in Iran, which is, I think, one of the key reasons why they're not getting along as well now as they were.
What are some of the other things that were discussed?
Well, energy is always number one on the agenda, and this year was the most important topic. Again, last year, as I reported, I think it was an exclusive on your show, Alex, that shortly after the Bilderberg Conference, they were talking about the increasing oil prices to $150, $200 a barrel. At the time when oil, last May, I checked it a couple of days ago, was $39, $40 a barrel. Since last year, it has doubled. If it doubles again, they were going to have a $150 a barrel number. They're very concerned about energy resources. There was a lot of talk about alternative energy supplies, and there was also a lot of talk of seeing how the inevitable can be postponed, which brings me to the next point, is that the housing market, which was the next point on the conversation, is about to explode. And again, over the last couple of days, especially yesterday, every newspaper in Canada has carried the front line, the headline on the front pages of all Canadian newspapers, that the stock markets are going down, not only in Canada, but in the entire world.
Well, here's another one. U.S. News and World Report today. Housing bubble correction could be severe. Contrary to popular belief, the housing market hasn't cooled off that much. In fact, residential real estate prices continue to soar in a number of key metropolitan areas, according to a new study released this week. That's a good thing, right? Actually, no, because the froth building in housing prices raises the distinct possibility of significant corrections to come in many of those regions, and they go on to say we could see an implosion.
Well, Bilderbergers are very, very concerned about that. Again, these people, it's not that they're concerned for our well-being. I think all your audience understand that. What they are concerned about is if the housing market explodes or implodes, people are going to be left homeless and penniless. And then when you have a lot of dissatisfied individuals who are not able to put food on their table, then you're going to have all these people.
Well, the average American now is double mortgaged and just keeps living off of the equity in their home. And when that bubble pops, we're talking about total disintegration.
One last number, Alex. It just came out this morning in El Mundo, which is Spain's leading newspaper, that the Spanish family is now paying 110% of its savings, of its value, towards the mortgage. 110%.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasermedinc.com. That's www.lasermedinc.com. Or call 792-953-0267.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. Final segment with Daniel Estulin. I know we have loaded phone lines. We'll go to your calls and cover more of the news after this next break. Daniel, we got about 5 minutes left together. It was, again, great meeting with you there. Great being on Coast to Coast AM. With you last night. Other facets in the time we've got left, other things we need to know about the Bilderberg Group, you and Jim and others that have insiders are saying they're getting more and more concerned. There's a sense of urgency. Why is that?
Well, for example, during this last commercial break, I had a chance to just to surf a little bit of the internet. I found an article from the Iranian newspaper called Tehran Times. and they're also reporting on the Bilderberger Conference. So again, they're not the first Asian newspaper. The Al Jazeera has been doing it for a long time. The Asian Time out of Hong Kong has been doing it as well. So there's a lot of coverage, and this is one of the things you were talking about it last night, that these people are not too pleased about. Over the last 5 years, there's been a tremendous amount of press all over the world. Europe has always been there once in a while covering the conference in the United States and Canada. But now South American newspapers and magazines are picking it up. I got a call from a Turkish publisher who wants to do an interview for one of the leading magazines. Now the Iranians are doing the same thing. You know, you can say for the Qataris and the Kuwaitis and the Turkish publishers, and the Japanese are doing it as well. So the Bilderbergers are concerned because, again, what they do not want in any way is the light of truth to be shown on their evil task and the evil deeds.
And now it's in big U.S. newspapers and on Lou Dobbs that we're actually going into an American union. They have to operate in secrecy, and they're not getting that secrecy now.
Well, Lou Dobbs is, of course, part of the establishment, so I'm not exactly sure what his plans are and why they had this the news item of the Bilderbergers in the and the North America Free Trade and the North American Union and Lou Dobbs show. But you're absolutely right. May I just bring one more point from the actual discussions at the Bilderberg Conference?
Yes.
One of the things that we're talking about is, and this is a very important point, is the Eurasian conflict, Russia, China, and the United States. And the European Bilderbergers, again, and it's tremendous that, you know, there's such a difference of opinion between the Americans and the Europeans, in the sense that to the Europeans, the United States is being outflanked in its now obvious strategy of controlling major oil and energy sources in the Persian Gulf, the Central Asia, Caspian bases, Africa, and beyond. And the European Bilderbergers glumly reported that if this trend of recent events continues, it won't be Bush-style democracy that is spreading, but rather Russian and Chinese influence over major oil and gas energy supplies. And one of the European Bilderbergers, during one of the coffee breaks or cocktail breaks, privately noted to another Bilderberger, this might be the worst United States strategic defeat over the last 50 years.
But look at how the globalists have been selling out U.S. interests systematically. I think we're being sacrificed as part of a larger program. Daniel?
Yes. I don't know. I think oil and energy being the primary item on the agenda, both the European and the American Bilderbergers basically are playing the same game. And what the Europeans are not too pleased about is that the United States going into the war in Iraq and now trying to, you know, the usual saber rattling towards Iran may keep them away from a greater task of finding a way to control the world's energy supplies. And what they're basically finding out is that the Americans and the Europeans do not believe, or Europeans do not believe, that the American way of attacking Iraq and now threatening Iran to get their hands on the last remaining oil and natural gas resources is the way to go about it.
Well, I think the bottom line at the end of the day is this. They've been around since before 54. They were identified by some media in 54 by the hotel they met at, the Bilderberg. And so now they have tried to keep everything they're doing secret. That's been blown. Many of their programs are in trouble. They still have immense power, but it shows that they are not invincible. And the American people and others were taught that there are no elites, there's no corruption in government, there's no shadow government. Now the average person in the Western world and worldwide now knows there is a shadow government. And I think that's a big part of the battle, Daniel.
I absolutely agree. I think it's very, very important, which is why, again, I'm very grateful for everything that you have been doing. And again, as I said last night in Coast to Coast, one of the things that people have always known and always said to me, and I'm sure they say the same thing to you, we always know that they lie to us, the government mistreats us, they manipulate us, but we have never been able to figure out exactly how they're doing it and who does what to whom. And I think through your broadcast, through your videotapes and your DVDs and through all the stuff that, you know, I've been doing for a long time, I think people are now beginning to understand who does what to whom, because again, we have been told for a very long time that 2 plus 2 is 37, and it's not. It's 4, and it's easy to understand it when we explain it the way we're actually going about it.
Daniel, tell folks the name of your book.
The book is called, in Spanish, La Verdadera Historia del Club Bilderberg, and it's out in 28 countries, not 23, and we're very close to getting a U.S. publishing deal. Hopefully, it'll be out by December.
All right, we've got links over to you and some of the articles you've written as well. Daniel, great having you on.
Thank you so much, Alex, for having me on your show.
God bless. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us. Let's continue with open phones now. A great interview with Daniel Estolan on the Bilderberg Group. Let's speak to Randy in Virginia. Randy, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Alex, I got 2 points. Maybe we could go through this first one real quick so we can get to the second one. I haven't heard you talk a lot in the past about Columbine, the shooting, and I was just doing a quick reading on it over the last few days. And what is the deal here with this guy that was the lead investigator for the FBI? He was a psychologist named Dwayne Fusilier. Turns out his son had made a tape 2 years earlier showing similar style attacks, a videotape.
Sir, the founder of the Trenchcoat Mafia 2 years before was an FBI agent.
Mm-hmm.
The young people were special trustees. The students reported 4 people inside shooting. There was over 120 bombs, 124 that didn't detonate. The SWAT team stayed outside for 4 hours, 15 minutes. It was all staged. It was an inside job.
So that was just your normal inside job like the Oklahoma City?
Total inside job, no debating it.
Right.
If you look at the evidence, it's overwhelming.
Okay, quick, let me get to this second point. I saw a videotape about 10 years ago, or however many years ago. Later, there was a revival, so-called, in Littleton, with some of these charismatic churches with these kind of weird manifestations and things like that. Which brings me to the point, you know, a connection possibly between the CIA-type mind control, mass mind control, and religion. And I'd like to give you an example. There's a guy who was held by some to be a prophet, you know, a modern prophet. His name is Rick Joyner. I used to drive a couple hours to visit his church. He had a young guy under him who was supposedly, quote, ex-CIA. Okay, so the catch is that this guy, Rick Joyner, you know, often brags that he is a Knight of Malta. So, you know, one of the things he's always preaching for the last 10 years or so, that there's this big coming civil war in the church between those who will accept the, quote, new move of God versus those who oppose it. Now, what do you think of that in relation to, you know, the latest things with the FEMA pastors and all that sort of thing? Do you think there's a bigger, you know, like a CIA infiltration?
Well,
like
I'll,
the main
I mean, I'll tell you where we know of a CIA founding and control is World Vision.
Uh-huh.
And they've got these so-called refugee camps and missionary camps all over the world. And World Vision, openly, the shooter of John Lennon was World Vision. The shooter of Ronald Reagan was World Vision. That was run by the Hinckleys. Serious mind control. I don't know about the guy you're mentioning or that. But certainly governments have always tried to infiltrate religion and use churches. Clearly, Jim Jones, that was a huge government op.
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you remember Pat Robertson was running his little operation at during the Iran-Contra thing. He was flying planes back and forth under a thing, Operation Blessing is what he called it. So kind of interesting that was concurrent. By the way, last point, I saw, you know, what you were talking about, Zarqawi. And now they're going to bring out their new guy. I saw that on CNN today. They have their new boogeyman shown. I forget his name, but, you know, the new face of Al-Qaeda. So that's just what you said it would be.
That's right. I appreciate your call. It's really a pretty simple script. It's juvenile. Let's go ahead and talk to Derek in Toronto, Canada. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good.
I just got a question and a comment. I'm just wondering who inspired you. Like, do you have any like big-time role models that got you involved in the fight against the New World Order?
Okay, and then what's your comment?
I also have a comment. I'm just wondering if you ever heard us. There's a speech by JFK on he was against, the Illuminati.
About a month before he died, he gave, I think it was American University, a major speech talking about the evil CIA, the evil group had taken over America. He was going to defeat them. Yes, is that the speech you're talking about?
That's right, and it was against anything that is done in secret?
Yes, you can find the text on his own presidential center. It's a well-known speech.
It's a great speech, great speech. It's about a minute in length. Am I able to play that for your listeners?
Oh,
everybody should hear it.
Yeah, I have never actually heard the speech. I've just read the text. Please play
it. He actually said that there would be an increased need for security, and the people that would seize it are the ones that would take away our liberties.
Okay, go ahead and play it.
Okay, here we go.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it. Even today, there is little value in opposing the threat of a closed society by imitating its arbitrary restrictions. Even today, there is little value in ensuring the survival of our nation if our traditions do not survive with it. And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment. That I do not intend to permit to the extent that it's in my control. And no official of my administration, whether his rank is high or low, civilian or military, should interpret my words here tonight as an excuse to censor the news, to stifle dissent, to cover up our mistakes, or to withhold from the press and the public the facts they deserve to know. But I do ask
think that's a great speech.
Hey, do me a favor. Is that video?
You know what? I do have a video of that.
What is the name of the video?
Actually, I went and did a lot of research, and I got it off the internet. I downloaded it. I could send it to you.
Okay, I'm totally blown away by that.
It's great because, you know what? It stays in effect for today.
Well, listen, I want that immediately. Can I get your phone number, and can I give you a secret email to send that to right now?
Definitely.
Are you able to attach it?
I could, yeah.
Can you do it right now?
Yeah, I could do that.
I want to come back to you. Well, Scott, we're going to put him on hold in a second. I want to get his number, and I want you to give him my secret email address. Yes, give him that. It's not that secret. It's a couple hundred emails a day now, but we try to keep one that's not too full. And how quick can you send that to me? Because I'll get that posted.
Within 5 minutes, I can do that.
Now, that didn't sound like the whole speech, though. There's more. And by the way, that's a separate speech than the one I was talking about.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's about an hour speech. It was for the press.
Where did you find that?
I went to a library. I think it was. I'm not even sure the website. I have to.
But I mean, what format do you have it in now?
Right now, it's Windows Media.
So you have it on a disk.
I have it on a file, and it's on a disk as well. Yeah.
Great. So, but what I'm saying is, it's not too big to attach and send me.
No, it's not that big.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Because I'm salivating right now. Literally, I actually have a sandwich in front of me.
That speech totally blew my mind.
Okay, well, is it the same speech where he gets into the secret government because and says they're criminals?
I haven't heard the whole speech. I just kind of highlighted that part of it because it made the most sense.
Okay, well, I want to get your number in case we are unable to get it properly. I want you to burn me a disc and mail it if it can make it out of Canada. It's such a control system.
We'll
mark it a cartoon or something. Maybe it'll make it through, but... I'm told porn has no problem going back and forth, but anything political gets stopped. Anything else you want to add before we give you? I'm going to give you my office number, I want your number, and I want you to email me that right now.
Great.
Or if you have to, you can upload it to YouTube or something, too. That's another good way to do it. You know how to do that?
Yeah, I know how to do that. I just had that question for you. I want to know who inspired Alex Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Your role models.
You know, I just read a lot of history and saw that governments were tyrannical and that our media was telling us that it wasn't, and then I knew we were losing our freedoms. And I think I was inspired by our founding fathers, but I think more than that, I was just inspired by my family. The folks in my family on both sides are all pretty upright, you know, just mainstream, salt-of-the-earth farmer types. You know, they all basically came in as pioneers. I had family on the Mayflower, family in the Revolutionary War, the highest and lowest levels, family in the Texas Independence, and it's a synthesis. A lot of it is genetic, and all Americans, you know, have this. If you're a black American, roughly half the Africans would die coming over on ships, survival of the fittest, right there. If you're, you know, a white American, most of us came here as indentured servants, basically white slaves. We went through great adversity. Most people, and I'm not saying Europeans aren't tough or cool or smart, a lot of them were doing well, so they stayed, but normally it was the downtrodden, the criminals, the rebels that came here, and so then we all interbred together. And so really, I've just innately always been not a rebel in a bad way. I've never liked bullies. I've always liked it when some big guy comes up and starts trying something with me, and it's probably not a good thing, but I like seeing them hit the ground, their head bust open. That sounds really mean, folks, but I mean, that's just how I am. And I don't like fighting little guys. I don't like being a bully myself. I mean, it's just at an instinctive level. I like get excited when, a couple guys in a parking lot smart off to me. It's really bad in a way. But I've taken that energy and put it into other places. And, again, I'm not advocating fighting, folks. I've been hurt real bad, you know, back when I used to do that in high school and then some in college. I realize the pen is mightier than the sword. I've never liked bullies. I've never liked scum. And it's not like I'm even some good guy. It's like instinctive. I don't like control freaks. I'm threatened by them. I'm instinctively, I guess that was always an instinct I had to protect, instinct I had kind of like a sheepdog to protect from wolves. It's always been, I mean, I never knew why I hated bullies so much or why they made me so angry or why I enjoyed, you know, knocking them down to size. But really, that's something that's innately in all of us because it goes back to a tribalism of defending your tribe. You know, that's what real war is. War is about when the enemy comes over the hill into your village and they're going to rape and kill your women, take your children and kill you, you're going to go pedal to the metal. You're going to attack them. It's not even courage. It's survival. And so, I really, sir, I think it's instinctive. It's also spiritual. And so that's really what it comes down to.
That's great. I think inside we all know that there is something wrong. We can all do our part in some way. And instinctively we have that inept feeling. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, it's simple. Some big bully hauls off and knocks you upside the head, and you just get fired up, and it's a good, healthy thing to want to fight back. And again, it's invigorating to see your enemies defeated when they started and to see them hit the ground. And really, that's what it comes down to in the political world. We can swarm these people. We can beat them. We can take them down.
There's more of us than there are of them.
Yes, we just have to have the will. Listen, I'm excited that you found that clip. Let me put you on hold, and Derek, and let me get your number. Let us give you our number, and then we'll give you this email. Please send it immediately.
Sounds good, Alex.
Thanks a lot. That was a really exciting phone call. Now I sound like some 70 IQ caveman thumping my breast. But he asked the question. You know, he brought up the question of, why do you do this? And it's just, I do it because it's instinctive. It's in my bones. I am disgusted by cops pulling people over and acting like we're slaves and somehow we're bad and talking down to us. You're not supposed to do that, you fools. That's not your place. I resent it. I don't like it. But I've gone way past just hating bullies, and most of them I know are just damaged. They're stupid. They're not informed. They somehow got an ego boost sometime in their life on the playground, picking on a 3-year-old when they were 5, and then they were now, then they're 14, picking on a 10-year-old, then they're 18, picking on a 16-year-old, or somebody who's smaller than them. And that's kind of the law of bullies. And then they just get into life and they do this. And I remember having jobs, and I never really got picked on jobs because I've always been, I guess, for some reason, a little bit popular wherever I was, just friendly, and it seems like bullies seem to always pretty much leave me alone in many cases. But, I mean, I remember working at fast food joints or Walmart or wherever, or on a golf course, and watching these bullies be mean to people and get off on it. And they get a sense of pride. They get a sense of power. They like to control people. What I want from other people is camaraderie. Friendship, them to like me, to share ideas with them, to have shared communal events. I'm in the human stream. I'm just a person. I really am just a caveman, folks. And I see clear threats to myself, to my species, by a bunch of out of control nuts, and I want to bring them down. I mean, really, at the end of the day, that's it. And my instincts really could care less about myself. I mean, believe me, folks, your tribes didn't survive for no reason. You're here because your ancestors fought for you. Or you're here because when they were slaves, they were hardy, or they didn't survive. And when the enemy, again, let's go back 6,000-7,000 years ago, let's say you're a small village, a band of 200 people, and there's another marauding band that comes in with 500, in many cases, the smaller band could drive off the bigger because they were fighting for their lives. And the enemy, once they saw how many casualties they took, would back off and would remove themselves and say, we need to leave that tribe alone. And believe me, when our ancestors, whether you're black, white, I don't care, whether you're Asian, it doesn't matter. When our ancestors would, wearing their fur skins, folks, with their clubs, with their spears, would charge in, they were not afraid. I mean, once the enemy comes in on you, you're not afraid. Okay? I mean, in the animal world, there's fight or flight. You either run or you fight. What we do today is we just sit here cringing like sheep. You ever watch the sheep when a wolf comes up on it? I've seen video of it. They literally lay over and let them eat their guts. They lay there taking it. Okay, we're not sheep, ladies and gentlemen. And so if the enemy's going to fight me, I may die, I may lose, they may put me in prison and rip my eyeballs out. I just don't care. Okay? Because they can't take away the work I've done, the things I've done, even if they break me in the future. I'm ready for it. I'm ready to go all the way. I'm ready to be boiled in oil. Okay, I don't care. Okay, I'm fully committed. I've already won. And the enemy came into my village. The enemy has attacked my tribe. The enemy has come up against me. I am going to fight them. It's really simple. I'm never going to stop. I'm committed. Listen, you're in a better position fighting Are you just going to lay there and let them take your children, put them on drugs, let them take your bank accounts, let them devalue your dollar, let them put poison in your water, and we have the declassified documents where they brag about how it's meant to brain damage you? I mean, this isn't a joke, people. And they've got all these minions, all these bullies, all these people that will serve them because they feel like they're part of the power system, and this is how they exercise power. You think you're getting power out of being a thug, but you're not happy inside. Your brain, your very design, God's handiwork, is telling you that you're not meant to live like this. You're meant to make hard decisions. You're meant to stand up for the weak. You know, it feels, I've never taken heroin, but I would describe it like taking heroin. You know, the euphoria. There is something euphoric doing good, but more than just doing good, really doing good. You know, the globalists are good at misdirecting good people to think they're doing good. They're really doing evil. I mean, it is addictive to be good. It is addictive to be brave. It is addictive. I'm just ready. I mean, the enemy's coming in on us. I'm going to pick my club up, and I'm going to knock their brains out figuratively and physically if I need to. I'm going to take them on. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here, and I'm excited to announce we're going to have a huge 9/11 conference in downtown Los Angeles on the 24th and 25th of June. We're expecting around 1,000 people in attendance. At this historic event, we will irrefutably document that 9/11 was an inside job, a self-inflicted wound, a false flag terror operation. The conference is titled 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. I'm happy to announce the conference will feature presentations by incredible speakers like BYU physics professor Stephen Jones, the father of the Star Wars program, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Bowman, former top-level CIA analyst for Reagan and Bush, Ray McGovern, 9/11 hero William Rodriguez, author Webster Tarnblin, Professor Jim Fetzer, and many, many others, including special guests. I'll also be debuting my explosive new film, Terror Storm, at the conference. Arm yourself with the truth. Secure your tickets today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You gotta stand your ground, or you can roll over like a sheep, so terrified by the wolf. You're not sheep, ladies and gentlemen. The adversity our ancestors universally went through is so huge, so unbelievable. I don't know how we couldn't fight this thing. I don't know how we couldn't get involved. we can just believe the propaganda, I guess, and buy into it. Before I go back to your calls, Kurt Nemo is going to be popping in for a little while next hour to talk about Jerome Corsi and that interview. I also do have the article about gun confiscation going on in an area of the country, quote, to stop the criminals and keep us safe. I do have that. I found a sickening article about the Bilderberg Group out of a mainstream paper in Canada, Ottawa Express. What's so bad about Bilderberg? It is the most sickening thing. I thought it was tongue-in-cheek at first, but it's not. Worshipping them and worshipping world government. I want to go over some of that. By the way, if you want to learn about Bilderberg Group, in the 29 years he's been covering, it's now 30, but the book came out last year, so the 29 years he covered it, all the people he confronted, David Rockefeller, Kissinger, Dick Cheney, the infiltrations, the times he was arrested, detained, the time he was shot at. I didn't even know Tucker was shot at. He was shot at in Portugal. The point is, you need to get his book, The Bilderberg Diary. It's full of photos, documents. It's a really easy read, but a great read. It's available at Infowars.com. To understand what the elite do spiritually, what they're into, get my new film, The Order of Death. On the same DVD, you get free the remastered, re-edited, updated Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove on the same DVD. So you get that new version of that and the new film, The Order of Death, for the price of one film on the same DVD or VHS, depending on what you order. You need to get Road to Tyranny. You need to get Martial Law. You need to get the other books and videos I carry that other researchers have made. You get great films that will inform yourself, will inform your neighbors. You're authorized and encouraged to make copies of my films for nonprofit educational purposes. The power of you doing that, I just cannot describe it. Thank you for those that have done it. Keep it up. If you've got copies and haven't, please do it. If you haven't gotten original films from us, please do it. It all has an effect. It's huge. So go to Infowars.com to order hard copies of the books, videos, T-shirts. It's all about getting the word out off the secure, safe online shopping cart. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All 14 of my films, Terror Storm, will be going up there late next week for you before it's even available on DVD. My weekly TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other films we've been authorized to post up there at PrisonPlanet.tv are there. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, or get a yearly subscription instead of a monthly subscription and get 3 months free. And by the way, we're going to sell out the conference. There will be no tickets available at the door. And I predict the conference will sell out in the next 3 to 4 days, the current ticket sales. And I know it's over 900 now, and you need to go, and the tickets are going to sell out very quickly. We've boosted it to 1,100. That's the most we can put in there. We still have room for the press and guests and others. It holds 1,200 people. And it's an event you don't want to miss with all these top scientists and former government officials exposing 9/11 as an inside job. If you want your tickets, you better get them now at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And you just take your receipt, your email receipt ticket. It's too late to mail them tickets out now. We did mail some out, people that want to do it that way. You just get that, and that's your ticket. You just show that, and you get a wristband, and then you're checked in. There's no checking in and out for the 2 days of the conference. It's coming up 9 days in downtown Los Angeles at the Sheraton. There's a lot of hotels in the area. It's going to be great. We hope to see you there. The tickets are almost gone. You better get them.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.